As your company navigates these uncertain times, I have a message from Tom Rosenbach, who's a managing partner at Bean Garter, and he tells me it's critical to make decisions based on solid financial data. Generate insightful reports that accurately reflect your business's performance. With Bean Garter as your accounting outsourcing partner, you can be achieving your ideal financial state, and it's not as hard as you may think. You just need the right resources. Bean Garter provides the leading cloud-based financial software equipped to digitize your manual processes, increase efficiency, and connect to other web-based financial tools. Let Bean Garter partner with you on AP and AR processing, cash flow analysis, and access to real-time insights. If you're looking for accounting support, look no further than Bean Garter. Learn more about Bean Garter and its services at BEENEGARTER.com.
A throwback Thursday's happening right now on The Huge Show.
Go live at 1-866-838-HUGE.
That's 1-866-838-4843.
At Huge Show on Twitter. The Huge Show on Facebook and Instagram. Now, let's go live to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio.
With the man ready to throw down.
The huge one, Bill Simonson.
Matt Shepard filling in for Bill Simonson on this Thursday, March 26th, which should be opening day. A year ago, the Tigers on opening day beat the Blue Jays 2-0 in 10 innings, thanks to a Kristen Stewart 0-2 curveball into the right field seats. And that's as big a hit as he had all season long for the Tigers. And now, I mean, it shows you how quickly things can change going into this season. There was a little bit of an issue on whether or not he would actually make this team. And we don't necessarily know if he would have, because of spring training being cut a couple of weeks. Huge show question of the day, or the huge question of the day. What sport do you miss the most? NBA, NHL, March Madness. We just threw in NCAA, Major League Baseball, or other. So you can vote as often as you like, and we'll give you the results before we are done, just before 6 o'clock on this Thursday. Quick question regarding baseball. You ready? Brett, are you 1984 Tigers into them? Yes or no?
Don't know too much about them.
Wow. All right, well, you're not going to know this.
Wow.
Can you name the three players with 20 or more homers for the Tigers in 1984? 20 or more. Only one player hit 30 or more. That was Lance Parrish. The other two, I think one's pretty obvious, Kirk Gibson. Who is the other? Who's the other player to hit 20 homers or more in 1984 for the World Champion Tigers? Perhaps, I mean, would you argue the greatest team in Tigers baseball history? I think that's fair. Chet Lemon is the third. He hit 20. I do want to get to this. Somebody had tweeted at me the best Lions head coach ever, and being that we had just talked with Mike O'Hara of DetroitLions.com, I wanted to ping pong off that. And then if it doesn't gain a lot of traction, that's fine. There's a different way I want to go before we get to Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings. I was looking at that. I was thinking about it. I immediately answered. My thought was Joe Schmidt is the best Lions coach of all time. That was the knee-jerk reaction. I think it's you can make the argument. He did get them to the playoffs. They didn't win a playoff game. He won 56% of his games. He won 43 games overall. A lot depends on how you look at overall coaching, but I put Joe Schmidt. Second for me was Buddy Parker. Buddy Parker won 4 playoff games for the Lions in his career. He has the second-best winning percentage in franchise history at 67%. And then I thought it was, and this is a little questionable, George Wilson was the other. He coached more games until, I think, Wayne Fonts beat, or Monty Clark. Monty Clark coached more than he did. But at the time, he was the franchise leader in games coached with 104. Since that has been surpassed by both Monty Clark and Wayne Fonts. And then the last name I put in there was Jim Caldwell. He was number four on my list. And I know most people probably would put Wayne Fonts. Shep, he's got more wins than anybody else in franchise history. The immediate counterpunch to that is he also has more losses with 67. But I found it an interesting question because the person who tweeted at me, at Shep Matt, said it was Wayne Fonts. That was their belief. And there's no necessarily right or wrong answer there. It's my opinion, your opinion, but just wanted to answer that person who had tweeted at me at Shep Matt. Let me go to Bay City, Michigan. Dwayne is up first on this Thursday. Dwayne, I hope you and your family are safe and well. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Shep? How you doing? Glad to be back. Glad to hear to me, and not because y'all are here. You know, you are definitely one of my top three favorite sports callers, period, in this day, man. And I think the sports, we're blessed to have you as the replacement, man. I listen to a lot of games you call, and I have nothing but the utmost respect and, you know, a great, you know, just journalist, sports journalist. You are a great person. Thank you.
Well, Dwayne, I appreciate that very much. It means an awful lot. What's on your sports mind today?
I'm going to say that what I'm missing the most, Shep, is, and I think a lot of us can attest to it, even you, I'm going to say March Madness, and you know why? Because, you know, even though Michigan struggled at the end of the year, Michigan, I never count out, you know, just for the history. They get hot towards the end of the year, and I felt like Michigan and Michigan State, even though I'm a Michigan fan, I just felt like those guys were going to make, both teams were going to make a long run, and I thought Michigan was going to have their own version of their revenge tour because they did lose to Wisconsin at home. They did lose to Illinois. They did, you know, lose to some teams that I felt like they could have beaten if they had a full, healthy roster, and I didn't think they were playing up to Michigan basketball. So I felt like, me personally, I was confident either Michigan or Michigan State was going to make it to the you know, Big Ten tournament championship, and I think they both would have made a long run. So I definitely miss March Madness because, you know, I just love it more than NBA because those guys play hard. And nothing against the NBA, but it's definitely March Madness, Shep.
Who was the best team you saw this year in college basketball?
You know what? Even though Shep, Baylor stayed at number one the longest, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, can we really, you know, even though we could possibly say Kansas and Baylor, I don't think you can really pick a clear-cut best team because once March Madness got going, I felt like Michigan or Michigan State was capable of beating any of those top teams with a full roster. You know, so I mean, I would definitely say Kansas or Baylor, but I think on any given day, Michigan and Michigan State can beat any one of those teams.
Well, I totally understand that, and I think that's why so many people, and thanks for the phone call, Dwayne. I'm glad you're safe and healthy. That's why I think so many people would answer the NCAA tournament on the huge question of the day is because there is no clear-cut winner. I mean, I think your point is well taken regarding Michigan and Michigan State, probably more Michigan State. The Spartans, I mean, were there some surprising losses? Yeah, I mean, it started very opening night when they were ranked number one and they ended up losing to Kentucky. Later they would lose to Virginia Tech. Losing to Duke is nothing to be, you know, embarrassed about. But the loss at Purdue and the loss at Indiana and the home loss to Penn State to me were surprising. And that's because I had high expectations for Michigan State. There's nothing wrong with that. I think they finished the season ranked ninth in the country. Nothing wrong with that either. But to Dwayne's point, If I asked 10 people who the best team, college basketball team in 2019-20 was, you'd probably get 10 different answers. In case you were wondering, the last poll, Kansas was one. Gonzaga was two. Gonzaga's two losses were to Michigan, who ended up climbing as high as number four, and BYU, who I believe at the time was ranked in the top 20. I think they were 20th at the time. Look, Dayton, I mean, so many people, they got a first-place vote. That's a team that reached number one, and that's a team that so many people looked at and thought, wow, was there any team hotter than Dayton as you approached the NCAA tournament? I know they lost to Kansas earlier in the year. They lost by 6. And I know they lost to Colorado by a bucket. And both, by the way, I think they were home losses. Brett, you can correct me on that. I think they were home losses. But I think they reeled off 18 straight wins right after that. And Obi Toppin, a first-team All-American, I see NBA mock drafts having him in the top 10. It's one of the more exciting players in the country this year. San Diego State was a really good basketball team this year. Brian Dutcher's club was 30-2 this season. They lost their last game before the stoppage, and they had lost to UNLV as well, but they started the year. I mean, they reached number one, I believe, did they not? I think they started the year with 20-plus wins. Because when the season was canceled, San Diego State was 30-2. And their second loss, and, you know, they lost the second loss was the last game of the year. Their first loss was within the last couple of weeks. So they must have started with like 20 wins or so. And that's the thing that I believe many people almost feel cheated with the NCAA tournament. Because there were no, I'm going chalk the entire time. I'm going number one in the East, number one in the West, number one in the South, and number one in the North. No, you didn't know. There were so many things up for grabs. If somebody said to you, look, I think Duke's got a shot. Absolutely. Yet they were ranked 11th. They had 6 losses. Dwayne brought up MSU. They've got 9 losses. There's not another team in the top 15 that has as many losses or had as many losses as Michigan State. And yet they were ranked 9th in the country. And I wouldn't put it past them either, because what do we always say when it comes to March Madness? You want to have a coach and a point guard who've been there. And Michigan State had both. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. Our thanks to Dwayne for joining us and kind of kickstarting that conversation. It's a good one. 866-838-HUGE. You can tweet at us, follow us on Twitter, the show on Twitter anyway, at Huge Show. My personal Twitter account is at Shep Matt. You can join us on Facebook as well. The Huge Show is how you do that. You can text us your opinion on anything that might be on your mind, and you can text us your answer to the huge question of the day. What sport do you miss most, NBA, NHL, NCAA, Major League Baseball, or other? And that text line is 21,000. We've already spoken with Mike O'Hara of DetroitLions.com. When we come back, we'll visit with Jeff Blashill. He's the Red Wings head coach. How is this affecting him? What about the NHL draft? I just saw something scroll across the bottom of one of the sports websites where the WNBA, not that that's a huge deal for many of us, but it is part of professional sports. The WNBA will conduct its draft as usual, but they will do it with a virtual draft, or they'll do it, you know, over via computer. No one's going to be live doing something like that. No one's going to be with one another. You won't get the chance to shake the commissioner's hand. You won't get a chance to pose for a picture with the numbered jersey that you were drafted or the round in which you were drafted. So we're still waiting for some other organizations to make announcement. Maybe Jeff Blashill will be able to shed some light on that with us when he joins us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line coming up. Stay right there. Plenty left in this Thursday edition of The Huge Show. Matt Shepard filling in for you. Brett Hayes is back in our Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store studios in Grand Rapids. This is a throwback Thursday. You know, the other thing, well, not to overload you, but sometimes we ask a bit of a throwback sidebar question. So I know Bill does that. So with that in mind, how about this one? and this would be a really good time to kind of jump on the phones once we're done talking with the head coach, Jeff Blashill, to discuss this. What's your favorite opening day memory? Maybe you have one. We can commemorate opening day, even though we're not celebrating opening day. We could turn the clock back a little bit with you as baseball fans and ask what your favorite opening day memory is. Plenty time to answer that. We'll get to it all as we roll on a Thursday. Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Red Wings, joins us on the other side across the great state of Michigan.
This is a Throwback Thursday on the Huge Radio Network.
BHS Insurance services the needs of their clients in a way only a local insurance agency can. You can find out more at bhsins.com. They also take pride in the fact that they have a strong relationship with Auto Owners Insurance when it comes to your home, auto, and employee benefits, along with business insurance needs. At BHS Insurance, they know you by your name. You're not just a policy number. Find out more at bhsins.com.
The following is a message from Kitchen 67 on the Beltline NGR. If you're in Grand Rapids or going to be in Grand Rapids, you can pick up takeout or order online off the menu at kitchen67.com or download the Kitchen 67 app to order takeout or delivery from Kitchen 67 on the Beltline in Grand Rapids.
Huge here for my good friends at the Michigan High School Athletic Association. If you want the latest on the coronavirus, COVID-19, and its connection to high school sports in Michigan, go to MHSAA.com. That is MHSAA.com. You can also follow the Michigan High School Athletic Association on Twitter at MHSAA and search MHSAA on Facebook for the latest on when high school sports could resume in the state of Michigan. All the info at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. We also have some archived interviews at thehugeshow.net with Executive Director Mark Uhl on coronavirus, COVID-19, and its connection to high school sports in Michigan. You can hear those at thehugeshow.net.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
Twenty-two after the hour. Welcome back on this Thursday, March 26th. Matt Shepard filling in for Bill Simonson on The Huge Show. Again, our thanks to Mike O'Hara from DetroitLions.com for joining us early in the program. And now via the Metro Health University of Michigan Health guest line, we welcome in Red Wings head coach Jeff Blashill, a friend of mine and a guy who has done a wonderful job in handling the difficult challenges of a rebuilding team at the NHL level. Jeff, thanks for the time. How are you and how is your family, first and foremost?
Well, thanks for asking, Shep. My family's good. You know, we're all healthy, including my family in Traverse City in Big Rapids, Michigan, my brother, my sisters, my parents. So, you know, for us, everybody's healthy, which is, you know, unfortunately, with what's going on, boy, it's you certainly count your blessings. We've had lots of family time that you don't normally get any time during the year, especially this time of year. So that part's been a blessing, but it's an interesting time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I'm interested in this. The thing I've always enjoyed talking with you about is not necessarily hockey, but about life. What do you tell your kids in a situation like this?
Yeah, my kids are 9, 12, and 14. You know, we haven't spoken necessarily lots just directly about what's going on, except to say it's something that's never happened in mom and dad's lifetime. It's something that's really never happened in their grandparents' lifetimes. This is uncharted territory, and you know, we've tried to be an example of calmness, but also of being smart and making sure that we're adhering to what the health officials and the governor and have asked us to do, and have the separation and social distancing, and You know, we've been cognizant of that. We've also, you know, we've tried to stay. This week was good for us because it was our kids started their homeschooling this week, so there was some normality or at least a schedule to be on. And we've talked to them about the importance of keeping some kind of schedule and not just letting days float by. And then we've also, you know, we've watched The Natural, The Russian Five, and Rocky. And Rocky Two's on tap tonight. So it's been pretty fun to be able to enjoy those moments with the kids.
That's a good one. Jeff Blashill, Red Wings head coach, joining us here on the Huge Show throughout the great state of Michigan. I had that question yesterday, Blash. I asked, what's the one game? Because so many people say, what's the one movie you could always watch if it's on? And for me, it's Braveheart, but I digress. What's the one game you would always watch if you saw it on TV on some network?
That's an interesting question. If I took it from a historical perspective and said if there was a rerun of one game to watch of anything, probably I would probably it would be the U.S. Russia game in the 1980, the Miracle on Ice. I mean that is such an iconic moment. But even when my kids watch Miracle a decent amount, and it still sends chills down my spine. I mean, that is definitely one moment. The other one that I haven't necessarily watched, but I'd love to sit down and watch again, would be Jack Nicklaus at 46 winning the Masters. I was just starting to play golf at that time, and it was such a big deal then, and I would love to sit down and watch that again.
Yeah, I agree with that, and now you're a scratch golfer. Isn't that amazing? What do you miss most right now?
The grind, the day-to-day grind, the competitiveness, the probably the routine a little bit, but just you love waking up in the morning and knowing you have the challenge of the day. And right now you have to almost discipline yourself to make sure you challenge yourself and make sure you set a course for the day to have things to do and to get certain things done. Where during the season, and it, even as hard as our season's been, you wake up in the morning excited about the challenge and excited to your juices are flowing. So I would just say that part of it, the grind, the competitiveness, the day-to-day challenge of trying to get better is probably what I've missed the most. And that's why I'm lucky enough to do the job that I do, the profession that I'm in. It's every day I never have ever felt like it's a day of work. It's always been a great life experience. So, you know, I miss those life experiences for sure, but again, savoring the family life experiences we're able to have right now.
What do you and your staff discuss, and how often are you guys in communication with one another?
Not as a staff a whole bunch. You know, I haven't organized. It's a really, really weird time for everybody involved, but certainly in as a coaching staff in the NHL and for the players, nobody really knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And I think when you know what tomorrow is going to bring, or you know there's a timeline, it's way easier for anybody. And now we're kind of wait and see. So, you know, I've had communications with all my staff, probably differing staff members every day. We're trying to make sure this time is useful. We've got different things that we're looking at, different projects that we're doing, things like that to review different things in the season, whatnot. But you know, we can't really plan for anything for tomorrow because we don't know what tomorrow is yet. So been in pretty constant communication with Steve Yzerman. You know, he would have the communication more with the league. Just so we're up to date, I've been in pretty constant communication with Justin Abdicator, who's one of our player reps, just to see what the perspective is from the NHLPA. It's more kind of doing stuff on our own right now.
Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Red Wings, joining us here on the Huge Show. Matt Shepard in for Bill Simonson. When you talk with Steve Yzerman and you talk with a guy like Justin Abdicator, is it more about how to deal with the experience that you're having, or is it about hockey, or is it a combination of both? How does that work?
probably more right now about how to deal with the experience we're having and any updates that either side might have that give us some insight, which honestly there just hasn't been many. You know, the league pretty much once a week has sent up some type of update, maybe even a little quicker than that, but it's nothing that that you all don't get in the media. You get the same type of information, and so it's just been trying to see if there's any information that can add insight for us. You know, we've met as a staff in totality via, you know, like a Zoom call and things like that, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, everybody's doing all right. Is there any issues in anybody's areas? Those types of things. But overall, again, it's unfortunately a whole lot of not much, and it's a whole lot of kind of waiting, and that's where, you know, it really kind of comes to doing your own thing and trying to find ways to utilize this time. And there has been positives to that. You know, you don't get time like this this time of year professionally either. So just going back and watching different things, I've gone back and watched the number of the Grand Rapids Griffins games and things like that, just to things that I don't get to do during the season. And you might not do as much in the summer. You know, it's just the time I've been able to do things like that. So that's been a positive.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Jeff Blashill joining us here on the Huge Show. Oh, we got a slightly bad connection. I want to make sure people can hear it, so I'm going to ask Brett Hayes to jump in here, our producer. Maybe he can reconnect with Coach Blashill here in a moment. Just a few more questions for the coach, because I think it's vital people, you know, get that side of things. People understand that, look, just because you're a coach of a professional franchise, just because you're an athlete, whether it be at the collegiate level or the professional level, doesn't mean that you're not experiencing some things either. Sure, we've seen some video of guys who are working out in their own home gyms and things of that nature, but these people are dealing with an awful lot of the same things that I think you and I may be dealing with. And there's a lot of bosses out there. There's people who have their own businesses, the truck drivers, for example, who I have great respect for. Jeff Blashill's father was a police officer. And I believe in Detroit, and that is something that I'm sure hits home with him, and how he has to or has had to deal with things like that in the past. So I want to make sure that we reconnect, and Jeff Blashill has we've got that good understanding of the coach as he gives us some thoughtful insight on what he and the Red Wings are dealing with right now. When we do, we'll pick it back up with him. Just a reminder of what our phone number is, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-HUGE, okay? We've got a huge question of the day that we welcome your response to. It's what sport are you missing the most? Are you missing Jeff Blashill and the Wings in the NHL, NBA, NCAA, and Major League Baseball, or other? All right, so Brett Hayes back in our Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store studios in Grand Rapids, reconnecting with the head coach as he joins us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health guest line. Brett, is coach back yet? Still working on that. Okay, on a throwback Thursday, we're doing just that. Hoping to get Jeff Blashill back on the line here to ask him a few more questions. The draft lottery is April 9th, and the Red Wings are, you would think, would be in prime position to get the number one overall pick. There's not much coach can really say about that, I know, but 18.5%. Ottawa actually has the best percentage because they get San Jose's pick. The coach is back with us. I wanted to ask you, Coach, and thanks for staying with us, the challenges, you've never been one to make excuses, but the challenges of this year, injuries early to Danny DeKeyser, some difficult seasons for some veterans that you were counting on, how have you been able to keep the gas factor, the caring factor up in your locker room to have those guys perform hard on a night-to-night basis?
Shep, it hasn't been, it's been a hard year. I haven't been shy of saying that. I think anybody that's gone through something like this, it's as hard a year professionally as I've ever had. But that's okay. That's life, and that's certainly sports. You got to find ways to deal with that and to try to excel within the parameters that you have. And the one thing that we've tried to do with our group, and I think our group has done a pretty good job all season of after getting kicked, and we got kicked a number of times, and getting back up after each time. And we've kind of came to the next day
and really emphasize it's a new day. You know, what's happened has happened. And I think frustration is a waste of is a wasted human emotion. You get nothing out of frustration. We have to certainly learn from what's happened in the past, but then we have to move forward and attack that day the best we can. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that, whether it's been practice days, whether it's been game days. To say there's never been any lingering effect would be false. Certainly there was times where we'd get scored on the bench, and it's 1-0, and it feels like it's 10-0. And, you know, we've had to work through those moments to say, guys, you can't carry the record with you to the next game. It's the next game's its own self. And really tried to have a next shift in a next game mentality. And I think our guys have done it. You know, it hasn't shown in results, I get that, but I think from an effort level, anybody that's come and watched us play, and our crowds have been great, Chef, they've been absolutely outstanding for our record. But I think they have seen that our guys have come and worked, and I think we've worked on a pretty consistent basis. We've had our moments, for sure, but our guys have recognized it, and I think corrected it, and gone back out and worked real hard the next night.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, and that's why I bring it up. Look, every team, I don't care what sport you're playing or at what level, you're going to have a stinker. It just happens. I mean, it's impossible to keep up such a high level every single night, but a lot of it is about effort, and if a team stays together, and I think your team has done that. A final question for you. How do you think the professional leagues, not just the National Hockey League, but the professional leagues have handled these uncertain times so far? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think, you know, this is certainly uncharted territory for any of us, and I think the leagues have done a good job. Like, it's been really, really difficult. I think, you know, everybody wants to be able to give clear answers and say, this is what we're going to do, and this is when we're going to do it. But sometimes in leadership, I think you have to just be honest and just be able to say, we're going to take a pause, and we're not sure when we're going to start, and we're going to try to have dates that we work within, but we understand this is out of our control. And as we get information, we're going to make decisions, and we'll let our fans know as we get that. And I think our each league has done a pretty good job of that. And that's just the reality of it. You know, I think golf was in the middle of the players, and they tried to play the next day without fans. And I think after some give and take and some communication, they realized that wasn't the right thing to do. And that's okay. It doesn't make the original decision bad. It just means they got more information as they move forward. And anybody that's been in decision-making positions understands that all you can do is make the best decision with the information you have. But you also have to be willing to look at it and say, that wasn't the right decision. We're gonna move forward in a different direction. And that's okay sometimes. So I think the leagues have done a really good job under circumstances, Shep, that hopefully none of us ever have to live through again.
Do you have a scenario that you could see and would be most palatable for both players, ownership, and television broadcasting and fans as well? Is there a scenario that you would like to see besides the obvious, a cure quickly or some type of vaccine quickly and then allowing us to get back to some type of normalcy? Or would you? I'm referring more to playing in front of no fans or something of the like just to get the season completed?
You know, I don't know enough of the total parameters to say, and certainly the league is going to make those decisions. I just would say that I think everybody involved would love to see us be able to play our games in totality. I think everybody involved would love to see us crown a Stanley Cup champion. But it's got to be done within the parameters that we're given in terms of time, in terms of building availability, in terms of TV partnership, in terms of fan bases, and it's got to be done with integrity, meaning the longer you wait, the less integrity probably if the gap between the pause and the start is great. So there's a lot of things at play, next year's season, the draft, all those things. So there's so many things that are in play, and I know the league's working through all the scenarios, but the scenarios are so fluid because of the fact that we don't know when we're going to be able to get going again. And the longer we're out, the longer training camp would have to be in order to avoid a lot of injuries. So we're going to wait and see. And we're going to wait and see when this all subsides. And hopefully it's sooner than later for everybody's sake, especially those that can't go to work right now that need to go to work. So we're hoping we can get this thing solved sooner than later.
I appreciate your candor. I appreciate the time you've taken. Stay healthy. Stay safe with you and your family. We'll talk soon, I hope.
Sounds good, Chef. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Jeff Blashill taking time out of his schedule to join us here on the Huge Show throughout the great state of Michigan. On the other side, a surprising possibility for a couple of local collegiate athletes. Shake my head in a situation like that, and yet I try to understand it at the same time. Maybe you can help me. We'll discuss on the other side on the Huge Show here across the great state of Michigan.
This is a Throwback Thursday on the Huge Radio Network.
Bill Simonson here for the team at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Now, during this coronavirus outbreak, you can get the latest at metrohealth.net. You can click on the coronavirus COVID-19 link. They do have online screenings taking place at metrohealth.net. You can get the updated visitor policy at all Metro Health University of Michigan Health locations, event cancellations, and if you have questions, they do have a list on frequently asked questions when it comes to the coronavirus and COVID-19 at metrohealth.net. Just click on the coronavirus COVID-19 link you'll see at the top of the page, and they have developed the online screening tool to help you and maybe put you at ease and help you get treatment if necessary. All that info at metrohealth.net.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Huge here for all the brands, steakhouse and grills for the one close to you. Go to brands.com. Now, Brands is still committed to serving families and businesses all across the state for lunch and dinner. You can have all of your Brands favorites delivered to your office or your home, or you can stop by and pick up takeout at any Brands location. For the one close to you, go to brands.com. You can also go to brands.com and order online. You have multiple options for takeout and home delivery. It's easy. Choose the Brands location closest to you. Submit that order online at brands.com for takeout and delivery, or call in for pickup, available for lunch and dinner. And thank you for your trust and commitment to Brands. For the one close to you, go to brands.com.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
Big believer in chasing dreams. Big believer in setting short and long-term goals. I don't care how old you are, all right? Could be a goal for today, could be a goal for the week, could be a goal for the month, whatever. Big believer in that. I get excited when kids do the same. You know, when young adults do the same. It tells me that they're maturing. It tells me that, you know, they've set certain parameters, certain goals in life, and they're trying to find a way to achieve them. Good for them. I think it's awesome. The thing that sometimes gets a little cloudy for me is how you go about achieving that dream, and are you rushing into a decision to do just that? And I think that happens a lot more in college basketball, or as much in college basketball, as perhaps any other profession or any other situation. I said it a year ago. I spent 14, 15 years calling Michigan basketball. Loved every second of it. Had an opportunity to work with some great people. I'm talking about Dugan Fife and Jimmy King and David Merritt and Terry Mills. Some wonderful people, okay? But last year, I'm thinking, Why is Jordan Poole and Ignas Brazdeikis going to jump to the NBA when it's pretty obvious neither one of them is ready? That was my initial thought. Now, we could debate that all day long on whether or not it's good, and I don't want to get into whether these kids should leave early and all that. I'm talking about, are they ready? Because if you're a sophomore and you happen to leave, Nick Stauskas, you're a first-team All-American, you're the Big Ten Player of the Year, all that stuff. Hey, you know what? You don't have anything more to prove? Yeah, I get it. I'm not setting parameters for you. I'm not telling you, sorry, you haven't played X amount of games, you haven't done it. Jordan Poole proved me wrong. He's a first-round pick. Golden State Warriors went out and drafted him with the 28th overall selection. Still think if he comes back and improves, he's got a chance to be drafted higher, but he's got 3 years guaranteed, all right? Played 57 games for the Warriors this year out of, what, I think 60 they played. Logged 22.5 minutes per game and averaged about 9 points per game. Not bad. Doesn't turn your head. Doesn't make you a first, second, third, or fourth round pick in anybody's, you know, NBA fantasy draft. Ignas Brazdeikis, in the meantime, was drafted in the second round by the New York Knicks. No guarantees there, right? Why are we in such a rush? Why are these kids in such a rush to reach their dream? I want them to reach their dream. Don't get me wrong. I do. I'm not telling you that they don't have a shot and they're never going to, the odds are totally against them, all that other stuff. But he played 9 games in the NBA this year. It's one thing reaching your goal. Hey, I set a goal. I wanted to play in the NBA. Okay, he did it. But eventually your goals get adjusted, right? Eventually it goes from, I want to play in the NBA to, I want to spend an entire season, or I want to sign a long-term contract. I want to make this a living. That's not making a living. Fluctuating back and forth between the D League, the developmental league, and the NBA is not what you had in mind when you said, I'm a one-and-done guy at the collegiate level. Had no business doing it. None. Sorry. Just should not have done that. All right? He's a good player. Wasn't even close to being NBA ready. I fear the same mistake might be coming along for a couple other Wolverines. Word out today in the Free Press and the Detroit News that Isaiah Livers, who I think is a really good player, and Franz Wagner are testing the NBA waters. Now, that doesn't mean that they're jumping, so I'm not jumping to conclusions here. They're just trying to get evaluated. They're evaluating the opportunity. They want to see what type of decision would be best for them. And to a certain extent, I understand that. I just wonder about the timing, that's all. Livers, I think, can play at the next level if he stays healthy. I mean, he missed, what, 10 games because of injuries at Michigan this year? Averaged 13 points, 4 boards. He's athletic. He's a quick jumper. He can be exciting. He can be electric. I'd be surprised if a team takes a chance on him. Wagner, I mean, come on. Just a freshman, he should know. He should be able to tap into the brain of his brother, Mo, and understand, why in the world would you even consider it as a freshman? It's not like he's a freshman All-American. It's not like he's jumping off the board on scouts' radars. Patience is really difficult. We constantly preach it. For some, it gets through. Others, not so much. Carlos Scooby Johnson is Mr. Basketball. He's going to join us at 5:20. On the other side, we'll get some of your calls, some of your texts, and some feedback on Facebook as well. in the final hour of the Huge Show across the great state of Michigan.